21st. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Maria Chaleos.
And in for Scott Seeger this afternoon, I'm Tim Hughes. The winds have died down a little bit. Still cloudy. 74 degrees.
I-15 delays in South Salt Lake. I'm Charles Moran.
KSL's top local story this hour. Newly released police documents dealing with the Susan Cox Powell case were supposed to answer questions, but they have only raised new ones. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley begins our live team coverage.
Some of the information we are still learning from these police documents is shocking, like accusations that Susan's husband, Josh Powell, had an affair using an alias. But West Valley City Deputy Police Chief Phil Quinlan still refuses to speculate about Susan's fate.
In the end, we have to present a factually based case to prosecute. It can't be based in theory or conjecture or speculation. It has to be rooted in facts and evidence.
Police also remain tight-lipped about the technical side of the investigation. That includes their attempts to crack encrypted files on computers belonging to both Josh and his brother Michael. It raises the question of whether or not the investigation is really over. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour, and Chuck Cox says if West Valley Police could not get criminal charges, then he's going to try. Susan Powell's father has a private investigator and federal agents looking for clues in the 31,000 documents released by police on Monday. Cox is shocked at some of the revelations and allegations.
Josh had an affair just 2 months or something before they went missing, whatever that came out. And also Michael's involvement in everything in his car, and that was a big shock to me.
Cox says he understands police limitations, but they had enough circumstantial evidence to arrest his son-in-law, Josh Powell, for his daughter's disappearance and possibly murder. Police think brother Michael could have been involved as well. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
West Valley Police say part of their investigation into the disappearance of Susan Powell was stymied by encrypted emails. John Hopkins University professor Matthew Green says there is some pretty powerful software out there available to almost anyone.
Even the National Security Agency has difficulty and can't decrypt some of these modern encryption systems.
Police say there were encrypted emails between Josh Powell and his brother Michael, and that many of Stephen Powell's computer files were also encrypted.
A veteran New York City police detective is going to jail for computer hacking. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Detective Edwin Vargas, who has been with the NYPD 20 years, is alleged to have improperly used a federal database to snoop on an ex-girlfriend and fellow police officers. And prosecutors here say he also hired computer hackers to find information about them. Between March 2011 and October 2012, court records say Vargas paid a hacking service thousands of dollars to obtain usernames and passwords for dozens of personal accounts of current and former NYPD staff. This all may have stemmed from a dispute with the ex-girlfriend, who's also an officer. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL's top national story this hour. It turns out the deadly tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma Monday was worse than first thought. The National Weather Service calls it a top-of-the-scale twister with winds of at least 200 miles an hour. Dan Jessup has more for us live at the KSL National News Desk.
And Tim, that tornado has been upgraded by the National Weather Service. Survey crews found at least one area of EF5 damage among the destruction Tuesday. Greg Carbon is with the Storm Prediction Center.
EF5 tornadoes are extremely rare. They make up 0.1% of all tornadoes over the last 50 years.
Moore, Oklahoma Fire Chief Gary Bird says he's 98% sure there are no more survivors or bodies to recover under the rubble, but he says crews will fully search each damaged structure 3 times just to be certain. Live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
KSL wants to help you help the people of Moore, Oklahoma. We are hosting a special event tonight at Broadcast House called KSL Cares, Utah Shares. We'll have special guests stopping by to support the effort, and you can donate by calling 801-KSL-GIVES or by going to KSL.com.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Some U.S. senators don't buy the official story from the outgoing IRS chief. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
Republican Senator Mike Crapo and several other GOP senators bluntly told the IRS commissioner they find almost unbelievable his claim that there was no partisan intent in the targeting of conservative groups. The inspector general who investigated also said he found no evidence of partisanship.
Outgoing Commissioner Stephen Miller says he does not know why IRS staffers targeted Tea Party and conservative groups.
A study out of the UK is linking early math skills to a person's future earnings. The study found kids who excelled at math at age 7 earned more money when they turned 40 than those who didn't, regardless of any other advantages. David Smith is the elementary math specialist for the Utah State Office of Education.
Definitely there is that early childhood effect, but you can certainly do things later on that can help those students.
Smith says not to read too much into the results and to keep in mind both Einstein and Thomas Edison were terrible at math as kids.
A new survey shows teens are getting better at protecting their privacy online, even as they post more and more personal stuff. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
More teens are now stopping to think, wait, is this something I'd like my grandma or teacher or future employer to see? The Pew Research Center says just 14% of teens now have a public Facebook page, or they use a fake name on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. Still, teens are more likely now to post pictures, name their hometowns, name their schools, and post email and cell phone numbers.
The survey shows most teens check online privacy settings frequently and know how to use them.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, manhunt for a missing girl who accepted a ride from a stranger.
And the traffic flows picking up for your afternoon drive. We'll check your traffic and weather together, of course, next on the Nines.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism. Or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, 12 Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 4:15.
NFL owners vote on where Super Bowl 50 will be held. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. We'll tell you where coming up.
Sports Hour News sponsored by Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest design, furnish, and impress. KSL News Time, 4:08.
A family is speaking out for the first time about the auto pedestrian crash that killed their loved one. Larry Madison was walking along 11th East near 39th South on March 7th when a car veered across the road and hit him. Prosecutors allege that Ashton Lee Godfrey was under the influence and had no drugs, scales in his car. Larry's son Chris Madison says the family wants Godfrey to accept responsibility.
I don't know if he understands the ramifications of everything he's been doing or not. I would hope so. I would hope that he comes to that realization at some point.
Godfrey has been charged with automobile homicide as well as driving with measurable controlled substance in the body and causing death. Both are second-degree felonies.
A massive search is underway for a 15-year-old girl who was abducted yesterday from an Iowa bus stop. Authorities say the man who is suspected of taking her and another girl has been found dead. Kathleen Shepherd and a 12-year-old girl disappeared from a bus stop after accepting a ride from a stranger. The younger girl was able to escape.
You may have more negotiating power when you try to buy a used car. ABC's Dave Packer explains why.
Used car prices are coming down. During the recession, many were hanging on to their old clunkers as long as possible, which drove the supply of available used cars down and their prices higher. But now incentives for new cars and more optimism about the economy has buyers ready finally to replace their ride with some new wheels. And that's easing up demand at the used car lot, where prices fell 4.5% on average in April. Experts expect the trend to continue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 409. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s is brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Dave, how are we doing out there?
Well, actually...
Sorry, Mark.
Okay, you're fine. I'll answer to anything. Yeah, you can go on whatever you want. It looks like northbound I-15 right now. We've got an accident. This will be blocking the number 3 and number 4 lane. At first, it came out as a call that a truck had lost some plywood. And I guess a couple of vehicles behind that truck ran into each other trying to stop just in time not to hit the plywood. So you've got a semi and several other vehicles blocking the lanes of travel there. Everybody trying to make a buy on the left three lanes. The one right lane is still open, but they may close that one as soon as UHP arrives on the scene there to possibly try and move all these vehicles over to the very right up against the wall. Charles?
Well, northbound through Davis and Weber counties in pretty good shape on I-15, the West Belt, Legacy Parkway. We've had no problems. Interstate 80 from I-15 all the way into Park City. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center with temperatures today in the mid-70s, and we've got a few more clouds this afternoon, and the winds are starting to pick up just a little bit. Those clouds will stick around through the overnight hours and then clear out by Wednesday. We're talking mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s, a little breezy in the afternoon, ahead of a weak cool front that will kind of come in and stall out come early Thursday. Temperatures will stop in the 70s for the rest of the week with lows in the upper 40s and 50s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
Larry Dunn is a meteorologist in charge with the National Weather Service. Actually, worked in Denver for a while, and one of his jobs was forecasting areas like this area of Oklahoma City and Moore, Oklahoma. I talked to him during the lunch hour about how unusual it is that a storm would follow the exact same path as another tornado did in 1999. He told me it wasn't only the second time, but the third time this had happened.
Right. Same sort of weather conditions leading to the storm, right?
We'll share that information and hear from him coming up in just a few minutes.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Why should you use American Financing? Not only do they offer the best service and turn time so you can start saving money in as fast as 8 days, but if you found out you could save hundreds of dollars a month, I'm sure you'd want to start right away. Most importantly, American Financing has salary-based loan officers, so they aren't going to try to get you into a program or situation that isn't right for you. Customer service is their number one goal. If you currently have an interest rate of 4.5% or higher, you should be refinancing while rates are at historic lows. Don't hesitate. Start the new year right and save money on your biggest expense. If you're upside down on one or both of your mortgages, American Financing offers several loan programs that can help those who owe more than their house is currently worth. In some cases, dropping your mortgage insurance significantly with no appraisal required. Act now while mortgage rates are still low. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here.
What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
As a six-time Best of State winner, Axiom Financial is your smart mortgage solution and equal housing lender.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
One Layton church is raising money to take directly to victims who lost everything in the Oklahoma tornadoes, and they're expecting thousands of faces filled with despair. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we are following. West Valley City Police are staying mum about what they believe happened to Susan Cox Powell, even though the case is now officially going cold. Large portions of newly released documents are also redacted. Now that shows detectives still want to protect details of their investigation.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Looks like the two right lanes continue to be blocked off. This will be northbound I-15, just about 7600 south. Due to that accident, they're trying to move everybody over to the right side wall there. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy skies this afternoon and a little warmer tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees downtown.
Some little bugs have fascinated a Utah man because they can measure water pollution. BYU professor Riley Nelson is studying stoneflies across the globe. He says they show Utah's mountain streams are in pretty good shape.
But if there's a good tumbling mountain stream and it has no stoneflies in it, that's an indication that something's not right.
Last year, Nelson documented 51 species of stoneflies in Mongolian streams and lakes. That included five new species previously unknown to that area.
We now know where Super Bowl 50 will be held. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
It doesn't take much to get excited about the final call of the Super Bowl.
The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions!
But what about the announcement of the Super Bowl city?
We're just excited that the owners voted for the Bay Area to host Super Bowl 50.
49ers owner Jed York following the vote naming the Bay Area as the host of Super Bowl in 2016. It'll be held at the new stadium in Santa Clara, which opens later this year. The 2014 game will be held at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and if that cold weather gamble pays off, the owners might let cities like Chicago, Washington, or Denver bid for future Super Bowls. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Well, as we mentioned, Larry Dunn, meteorologist in charge with the National Weather Service, will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about forecasting these big tornadic activity.
KSL's top national story this hour. The National Weather Service says a tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma, was a top-of-the-scale EF5 twister with winds of at least 200 miles per hour. Spokeswoman Kelly Pirtle says the agency upgraded the tornado on the enhanced Fujita scale based on what damage assessment teams saw on the ground.
Yeah, even the National Weather Service uses the word incredible to describe the power of EF5 storms. The Weather Service says the tornado path was 17 miles long, 1.3 miles wide.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Dan Jessup live at the KSL National News Desk.
Maria immigration reform is still working its way through the Senate today, but Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expressed confidence the bill will soon head to the floor for a vote.
I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get a bill that we can pass here in the Senate.
Senators voted to require fingerprinting of foreigners when they leave the country. Los Angeles voters choose their next mayor today, but most can't be bothered. Only about about one out of every four voters will actually vote in the race between two longtime City Hall regulars. Tonight, L.A. gets either its first Jewish mayor or the first woman to hold the job. A new IRS acting commissioner takes over Wednesday, and White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says everyone expects Daniel Werfel to spend his first month getting to the bottom of the IRS scandal.
One of the purposes of the 30-day review is to find out with specificity more detail about what happened and who was responsible, and to hold those people accountable.
In today's hearing, IRS Chief Douglas Shulman told Congress he knew little about what was going on. Tell your kids to drop out. Bill Gates did. Steve Jobs did. Mark Zuckerberg. They all dropped out of college. And now we have the 26-year-old guy who founded Tumblr. His blogging site just sold to Yahoo for $1.1 billion. He dropped out of high school. But he himself says, I wouldn't recommend it. Live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, that's kind of like winning the lottery. I mean, you're going to develop a website that will someday be purchased for $1 billion.
Isn't that something?
All right.
Thanks, Dan. If you're just joining us, one of the stories we're following here on KSL News Radio. How are your math skills? A new study says that if they weren't really good by 7, you probably aren't making that much money. We'll continue to follow that for you. And you've been listening to KSL Extra at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 419, checking traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. What's happening, Mark?
Well, they've cleared the wreck off I-15 at 7600 South, headed northbound. They're going to take that off the nearest exit there, take care of things. But already, you're looking at a heavy backup, leading back to almost 106 South now. If you're trying to make your way northbound, it's going to be slow and go there for a little bit until that can clear out. Southbound 15 still working quite well. No problems. Even the earlier delay we had around I-80, that is cleared out. The collector's starting to fill up, though, at the South Interchange for southbounders, making it a little bit slow from about 7400 South now through 90th. Charles?
Well, it looks like a road rage situation causing an accident at 200 North in Kaysville. This is northbound at 200 North. And slowly backing traffic towards the Kaysville Ponds. We have no other problems in Davis and Weber counties, and looks good on Interstate 80 through Parley's Canyon. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, a 7-day forecast in order here. That beautiful day sort of blew away in a hurry this afternoon.
Whoa. Come on.
I mean, it's still nice.
It's all about perspective. Now, let me tell you what happened. What we've got is we started out clear, then the clouds have moved in. There's a little cold front just up to our north, and it's kind of sucking in air from the south, and that's where these clouds are coming from. Some of the moisture is being brought up. Doesn't look like it's going to produce any storminess. In fact, it's going to keep things warm. The southerly flow tonight with some of those south winds, 55 for the low, 82 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, so we're going to lose some of the clouds after midnight. And then this little dry cold front kind of nudges into northern Utah and stalls over Salt Lake. South of the front stays windy and warm. North of the front, we're going to drop down into the 70s. Partly cloudy in mid to upper 70s Thursday, Friday, but the weekend looks great. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 80s, low 80s, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies right on through Memorial Day.
Yeah, I think most folks would take a cloudy, windy Tuesday if they can get a nice Memorial weekend.
I think that's a lot to do,
a lot of planting.
You'll have a wonderful time.
I'm excited.
We'll be thinking of you while you're planting.
Yeah, right.
Right now, sure downtown. You thank you, sir. 74 degrees out there.
KSL News Time 422. Well, Tornado Alley proves to be a literal place as a tornado tears across Moore, Oklahoma. Monday's twister followed the path of a previous tornado from 1999.
National Weather Service forecaster Larry Dunn predicts storms here in Utah, but he used to cover weather forecasts for parts of Oklahoma. He says it's not surprising to see a tornado strike the same place twice.
There was actually another one, I believe it was in 2003 or 2004. This is actually the third tornado to hit Moore since 1999. But statistically, that is the heart of Tornado Alley there.
The tornado season had been a quiet one until 5 days ago, and Dunn says the season can change fast.
Things could change. We could have a lot of them going forward from now, but up through last week, it had been remarkably quiet.
He also says it's amazing that anyone survived Monday's EF5 tornado, and he says it shows how far alert systems have come to warn those living in Tornado Alley.
When I look at the video from Oklahoma, it is remarkable that people survived this. That part of the country, those people are very prepared. They take the warnings very seriously. They got between 15 and 30 minutes of lead time, and many people, I think, took action to protect themselves. Some of them, it might have only been getting into the interior walls, into the bathtub in their house or something, but that was the safest place to be, and many of those people survived.
The Weather Service says the tornado's path was 17 miles long, 1.3 miles wide. As of a week ago, tornadoes had killed only 3 Americans in 2013.
The other amazing stat they've passed along this afternoon, now that it's an EF5, only, what did they say, 0.1% of all tornadoes in our tracking history are EF5. So they're very,
very unusual.
After
looking at the destruction, I even thought to myself, if that's not an EF5, I don't know what is.
Yeah, we don't want to see one if that's not
it.
All right, coming up, we'll check your money news. Plus, day on the markets. We'll share the numbers next.
KSL News Time, 424.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest national scenic byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSL.com. Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's Facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
I got this toilet that came with my house, but I was done with the constant overflowing. This disgusting toilet kept flooding my bathroom through the ceiling and into the storage room. During a painful pregnancy, the shrill of my 4-year-old comes from the bathroom again. Toilet water everywhere. I am done. At the plumbing store, I say, listen, I want a toilet that when I hear screaming, it's because it's sucking my child's arm down it. $484 later, and it still plugs up? I'm Lita Green, Glamour Connection owner, housewife, and mom with no desire to mess with toilets. I hear the Whipple Elongated Gerber Viper Toilet Super Flusher ad for $199 installed. We love this toilet.
Call Whipple Service Champions for this Super Flusher Gerber Viper Elongated Toilet. Installed for just $199. While supplies last, call 444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
4 to 13. You'll know at the finish line.
Watching Utah's money, put away the plastic. PayPal wants to become the way you pay in brick-and-mortar stores as well. The online payment company owned by eBay is pushing into more physical stores and wants to be in 2 million merchant locations by the end of the year.
Well, the Muppets may have taken Manhattan, but they are getting a spiffy new home in Queens. Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Bert and Ernie of Sesame Street fame, the stars of the Fraggle Rock, along with costumes and items from throughout Muppets, the creator Jim Henson's career, have been donated to the Museum of Moving Image, which is building a new gallery to house them.
All right. Your money at this moment. One more thing to see when you're back there. Mm-hmm. The Dow up 53 today. We finished the day at 15,388. The NASDAQ was up 6. The S&P up 3.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Susan Cox family in Washington today saying that they will continue the search for their daughter and pouring through the 31,000 pages of documents. We'll give you the latest from West Valley on that coming up.
Plus, on-ramps getting crowded along I-15. Traffic and weather up next.
Politics in the springtime. They're a real hornet's nest.
Conservative groups say that they, too, were targeted by the IRS.
An attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the Associated Press.
I will be exonerated, and we'll be able to move forward with the things that we're working on right now.
Reports are that several references to terrorism were taken out of the documents.
Grant and Amanda update these breaking stories every morning, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
As we get our first good looks at what winter has done to our lawns and gardens, there's no doubt they're screaming to be replenished. And that's where Greg and Mike from Replenish Landscape Garden Products come in.
The Replenish compost that we have is what's called a paunch manure compost. It's a dark, rich amendment to your soil. Works great also as a top dressing that gives your gardens a finished look, as well as adding nutrients and organic material into your soil.
And Mike, I know you've got a lot more than just compost.
Bark products. From shredded bark to bark nuggets, playground chip that is certified.
I know, too, Greg, that you're pretty particular about what you do carry.
We have had suppliers bring material to us. They've started to offload it, and we said that's not the quality we want. That's not what we're going to provide for our customers.
Check them out online at replenishcompost.com. Or, Greg, how do they find you?
The address is 4660 South, 200 West.
Buy in bulk, bag, or have it blown right into your garden. Call Replenish Landscape Garden Products today, 262-5142. It's good stuff. The lowest rate on new or refinance mortgages, call 1-800-NEW-RATE.
Join Doug Wright this Friday from 2 to 5 at Brent Brown Toyota in Orem for incredible Memorial Day deals. It's a great time to buy a Brent Brown Toyota.
Traffic and weather together comes your way every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's head back to the traffic center, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. Here again is Mark Christiansen.
Southbound 15 works well all the way from 1300 South downtown right into Murray, but you will find the back end of the brake lights southbound at 5900 South, and that does include the collector starting to fill up and slow down now off of the south end, east and west side belt routes coming together to go southbound on 15 right there. Now, the northbound delays still in place. Looks like about 106 South. Leading right up and through 90th South, going to be a bit slow if you're trying to make your way northbound due to an earlier accident. All that traffic still kind of bogged down through the area there. Charles?
Well, for northbounders from downtown Salt Lake, looking pretty good. A little heavier traffic pattern before the Woods Cross exit, but no slowdowns at the moment. Pretty good speeds to Farmington, but this accident at 200 North in Kaysville is a result of road rage backing traffic to Shepherd Lane. The accident has been moved to the right and out of traffic, but not before we backed up to Shepherd Lane. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, the day started out nice and sunny, and the clouds have moved in this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there tonight. Look for a low of 55 degrees. We'll get a little bit more sunshine on Wednesday, 82 for the high. Some south winds will bump us up into the low 80s. Then we'll go into the 70s on partly cloudy skies Thursday and Friday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 4:31 right now in Salt Lake City with cloudy skies, 74 degrees.
Slow and go, Sandy to Midvale. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top local story this hour, Salt Lake County's top prosecutor is defending his decision not to file charges in the case of missing West Valley City mother Susan Cox Powell. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our live team coverage with more on why prosecutors didn't feel comfortable acting on the circumstantial evidence. Paul?
Well, Maria, the issues keeping prosecutors from filing charges against anyone in the Susan Powell disappearance were the same for Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill as they were for his predecessor, Laura Miller.
We did not have a body. We did not have a cause of the manner of death. How are we going to be able to put this case together?
Gill says there was the intention of sitting down with West Valley investigators to look over all the evidence gathered in the case for one last attempt to find a way to file any charges, but they never sat down for a formal screening, and it ended with what Gill calls a tragedy that left a hole in our community.
We never have been able to resolve it for the family. We have not been able to resolve it for our community.
He says his staff was always concerned that they didn't have enough evidence to file charges. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Duke. Police investigating the disappearance of Susan Powell
say try as they could, they were simply not able to crack some of the encrypted data they gathered. It includes emails and computer data. Johns Hopkins University professor Matthew Green tells KSL's browser the access to such encryption is easy. But it isn't all bad.
When you go and you buy things off the web using your credit card, you need encryption to protect you.
Green says even the NSA, though, can't crack the codes of some of the systems out there. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
An attorney for Susan Cox Powell's parents says she's heard federal agencies are looking into Susan's disappearance. Ann Bremner isn't clear exactly what agency could be in charge of that investigation, but the U.S. Attorney's Office for Utah this afternoon released a statement saying it does not have any current probes taking place. It also says federal prosecutors will only look into new claims at the request of the West Valley City Police.
KSL's top national story this hour. Vows of assistance are pouring into Moore, Oklahoma, following Monday's deadly tornado. Federal government says it has more than $11 billion in its disaster relief fund, and you will have a chance to help with that on KSL tonight. Dan Jessup begins our live team coverage from the KSL National News Desk.
And Maria, country star Trey Zadkins donated the $1.5 million he earned on the TV show All-Star Celebrity Apprentice to the American Red Cross. On today's Live with Kelly and Michael, Adkins says the Red Cross is always on the scene of a crisis like this week's Oklahoma tornado.
I've got a lot of friends in Oklahoma, and there are Red Cross volunteers on the scene right now. They were there Sunday. I mean, as soon as this started happening.
Moore, Oklahoma Fire Chief Gary Bird says he's 98% sure there are no more survivors or bodies to recover under the rubble. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for the next few hours in central and north Texas. A storm system moving east across the state, and the Weather Service says the advisory could be expanded to include east Texas. Severe thunderstorms are anticipated.
Volatile weather hasn't been limited to the Midwest today. Storms Day prompted a tornado warning for northern Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. ABC meteorologist Steve McLaughlin in New Haven warned his audience.
Right now, if you are in northwestern Connecticut, seek shelter immediately. Go to the safe place in your house. Get away from glass. Go down to the lower level basement if possible. Go to the center of your house. Get indoors.
The warning expired with no reports of storm damage.
A Layton church makes a habit of helping people affected by major tornadoes. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour continues our live team coverage with more on their past and current effort to help. Peter?
Tim, pain, anguish, and destruction are all too familiar to a Layton pastor who's going to Oklahoma. There, Mike Crowder hopes to personally hand out cash donated by Utahns to people devastated by the recent tornadoes. And he expects some of the victims to reject his generosity.
People aren't going to just say, hey, give me whatever you can give me. They're going to want to help others. They're going to feel blessed that they were in a place of insurance and their lives were saved. And they're going to want to help us help the people who really need it.
Crowder went to Joplin, Missouri a couple of years ago with his church, the Christian Life Center, where he provided $40,000 in cash to victims of tornadoes there. Crowder is only taking money because he says there's nowhere to put clothing donations, and you can give at clclayton.org. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
An Internal Revenue Service official in the middle of the controversy over the agency's targeting of conservative groups plans to invoke her constitutional right not to testify at a congressional hearing tomorrow. Lois Lerner is the director of the IRS division that handles applications for tax-exempt status and is responsible for giving extra scrutiny to Tea Party and other groups. Her attorney says Lerner has not committed any crime, but a Justice Department investigation into the case gives her no other choice.
Your math skills at age 7 could predict how much money you're going to make later in life. KSL's Andy Farnsworth explains.
A 50-year study done in the UK found kids who were better in math at age 7 ended up in a higher socioeconomic class when they turned 42, regardless of what other advantages they had. David Smith is the elementary math specialist for the State Office of Education.
There's something to be said for innate skills in any kind of endeavor, but to say that's the only determiner kind of flies in the face of the whole idea of being able to improve.
He says the right kind of teaching and intervention can make a big difference, as does the attitude of a child's teachers and parents. Smith says learning those skills early is definitely an advantage, but there's still a lot that can be done if a child struggles early. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a western state's abortion ban goes down in flames in federal court.
Slowdowns in the usual spots and a couple of other bumps in the road. We'll try and steer you around them coming up on your traffic and weather together.
Attention,
On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
The food chain rather than trickle down. This is Trickle Up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
The father of the missing West Valley City woman, Susan Cox Powell, vents his frustration coming up at 4:45 with prosecutors who never filed charges in the case.
This portion of our news sponsored by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda. KSL News Time, 4:38.
A family is speaking out for the first time about the auto pedestrian crash that took their loved one's life. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has more.
Chris Madison says his dad Larry was just getting ready for the next phase of his life, the golden years. But on March 7th, he was walking on 1100 East and 3900 South when a car veered over and hit him. Prosecutors have now charged Ashton Lee Godfrey with auto homicide, among other counts. They say he was driving under the influence and had drugs and scales in his car. Madison says the family doesn't know if Godfrey feels their loss, and they say he should take responsibility for his actions.
Larry left behind his wife and seven kids and numerous grandchildren.
A federal appellate court has knocked down an abortion ban in Arizona. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco says Arizona's ban on abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy violates a string of Supreme Court rulings, including Roe v. Wade. Several states have enacted similar bans. This ruling is binding only in 9 western states covered by the court. Idaho is included in the court's jurisdiction and has a ban very close to what Arizona enacted. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Starting to see materializing slow traffic on I-15. It just kind of stretches further and further towards the downtown area from the south. 3300 south right now will be the first part of the brake lights. That continues pretty slow through 45th, then again around 53rd, and then 5900 south. You can pretty well plan on from that point through 90th going to be slow. We had that earlier accident this afternoon right near 7600 south. Everything kind of got backed up from that point and just has not cleared out. There's just that heavy traffic pattern that flows into the back end of all that slow traffic. Starts now 120th south and continues all the way up and through Midvale at 7800 south there. If you're northbound, that's the biggest delay of the valley. West Side Belt Route 201 in great shape, Charles.
Well, we have this accident in Sandy. It's a new accident, 106 South State Street, and an accident on Redwood Road at 250 south. We have no problems leaving the downtown area up to the Farmington interchange. You might see some slow speeds right before the 89 split in Farmington, but after that is where the slowdowns occur from Shepherd Lane all the way to 200 North, and that's from the earlier accident that's now moved in the right shoulder. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, clouds have moved in this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there. Temperatures in the mid-70s. We'll go 55 tonight. Those clouds will start to dissipate. Mostly sunny and 82 on Wednesday. Some south winds will bump us up to those 80s. Ahead of a little dry cold front that'll slide through Wednesday night into early Thursday. That'll knock us back down into the 70s for the rest of the week. Overnight lows generally in the 40s, but it looks good right on through the holiday weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now, 74 downtown.
As you've been hearing, they upgraded the strength of that tornado that hit Oklahoma to an EF5, the strongest possible. And we are still getting a look at that damage. And boy, it's going to take, what, months, Tim, for them to...
Probably.
Get, I don't even know if they ever will.
They said one of the problems...
neighborhoods back to where they were.
One of the problems they have right now, even in the search and rescue, is they can't tell where they are because all of the street signs are gone and the streets are covered. So they have a hard time telling which neighborhood they're actually working in.
We will continue to follow it for you right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You two must be proud of Johnny.
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
So he's got a job at the dealership, right?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, right, the dealership. You know, he just started there and...
Actually, it's been about 6 weeks.
Has it been that long?
And what's he doing there?
Well, he does a bit of, Helen...
Detailing.
Yeah, right, detailing. You gotta have a beautiful car if you're gonna sell it, you know. He just loves it. He really does.
Actually, Tom, he hates washing cars. He just thinks it's a good opportunity to let the boss see he's a hard worker so we can move into sales.
But he's happy doing what he does. You know, that's my Johnny. He pushes through that. He's a forward thinker.
And he graduates next year, right?
Oh, no. He's still...
Yes, he does, Tom.
Oh, Johnny? Sure, Johnny graduates next year. I thought you were talking about...
Who, Tom?
Need to get closer to your family?
So, Larry, you've got kids? Let's talk about them.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at traversemountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at traversemountain.com.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour. The family of a man hit and killed in a March auto pedestrian crash pleads with the driver to accept responsibility. Police believe that Ashton Lee Godfrey was under the influence and had drugs and scales in his car when he hit Larry Madison near 39th South and 11th East.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The process of cracking encryption comes into the spotlight today as police reveal they were unable to gain access to files and chat transcripts in the Susan Cox Powell case. A computer expert tells KSL, though, that encryption is a necessary evil because it protects our personal information online as well.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Heavier traffic both north and southbound, the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, and in Utah, or in Davis County, between Park Lane leading right up into Layton. They'll be pretty heavy northbound I-15. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds, mild temperatures, and a little front is headed our way. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now, 74 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, the strength of the tornado that devastated Moore, Oklahoma, has been upgraded by the National Weather Service. Survey crews found at least one area of EF5 damage among the destruction today. Even the National Weather Service calls an EF5 tornado incredible.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
Howard Stevenson, Republican Senator from Draper and President of the Utah Taxpayers Association, wants to attract gun manufacturers into the state of Utah. And I'm joined by Deseret News political reporter Lisa Riley Roche. Lisa, you chatted with Senator Stevenson. Did he explain his idea?
He is looking for ways, as you said, to make the state more attractive to gun makers. That could be tax breaks. It could be as simple as saying, hey, we're Utah and we welcome you here.
Now, it's an interesting industry for him to pick, and this feels like it's as much political as it is economic at this point.
Well, certainly there's a political element in that Beretta, a manufacturer of pistols for the U.S. military, as well as other uses, is looking to relocate from Maryland now that that state has banned assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Okay. Well, we'll watch for this the next legislative session. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
The release of police records dealing with the search for a missing West Valley City mother, Susan Cox Powell, is causing a lot of second-guessing today.
Susan's father, Chuck Cox, today explained why he believes prosecutors here in Utah made the wrong call when it came to filing charges against his son-in-law, Josh Powell.
They didn't have a crime scene. There wasn't enough blood evidence or anything at the house to say that was a crime scene. And they didn't have a body. And they had, I felt, plenty of circumstantial evidence, and they had alluded to that, but evidently it wasn't enough for them, for the district attorney and the police to bring charges. I understand their reasoning as far as the crime scene and the lack of a body, but I personally believe they came to the wrong conclusion on the circumstantial evidence. I think there was plenty.
The FBI gave KSL a no-comment response when asked about Bremner's claim, and the U.S. Attorney's Office for Utah says it's not involved in a standalone investigation. Chuck Cox says he's still reading through tens of thousands of pages of records released by West Valley City Police on Monday. Already, he's seen a few things that shock him.
That Josh had an affair just two months or something before they went missing, whatever that came out. I haven't got to that point in the documents, but I think that's why it's, and also Michael's involvement in everything in his car, and that was a big shock to me. So I think that's one of the reasons we wanted it, to find out what they really had, because that will point us in a different direction and give us a place to search for my daughter.
I think we said it best earlier, more questions than answers here, and the Cox family moving forward with their own investigation. You're listening, of course, to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour. Time again for a look at traffic and weather together in the Traffic Center, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, looking at that traffic pattern again, starting to form right around the I-80 split, it's the time of the day. You're going to see this pretty much stick around. It'll be heavy between 2500 and 33rd South right now. And then again, Murray stretching right into Sandy. Those northbound delays kind of working their way out. Since our last report, they've diminished slightly. Between 114th South, you'll find heavier traffic and just the overall slow pattern up through 7800 South if you're headed northbound here in the Salt Lake Valley. Utah County remains clear and clean. Point of the mountain further south. Charles?
Well, at the Farmington Interchange, northbound I-15, you'll see slowdowns at the US 89 split all the way up to Layton Parkway. We have an accident that's been moved over to the right shoulder, was in lane number 1 and 2, and that caused the initial backup. We have no problems on Highway 89. Good commute in Weber County, and no problems Interstate 80 from I-15 through South Salt Lake and Sugar House. Bank of American Fork, your online banking specialist. Visit their new site, bankaf.com today. It's banking when and where you need it. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Tim and Maria, the day started out with sunny conditions, but the clouds have developed this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there. Temperatures went into the mid-70s. We'll go into the 50s tonight, up into the low 80s on Wednesday with some more south winds continuing. And then we get a little dry cold front in early Thursday. That'll drop our temperatures down into the 70s and keep it there through Friday. A little warmer air moves in for the holiday weekend. Things look great right on through Memorial Day. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 74 degrees.
KSL News Time, 4:53.
Dan is 36. He lives in his grandmammy's extra bedroom that he shares with Mammy's small Pomeranian pooch named Fluffy Concert Cupcake.
Huh? Who's there?
He runs a blog about pirates in the Pacific, yet he has a phobia of big open waters.
I can hear you.
Dan is a good guy. In fact, Grandmammy nicknamed him Champ. It's just that Dan has had a failure to launch. Dan should be doing more.
I have a phobia of doorknobs.
It's just that Dan gets his gray skin tone from basking in the glow of his computer.
Well, I thought that was normal.
Dan didn't learn that life is better outside Mammy's floral wallpapered house. He never got off the couch to find out physical activity would give him even more energy to seize the day.
That sounds exhausting.
Start reinforcing healthier habits now and discover how life gets even better for your children when you do. Learn how Intermountain Healthcare can help you increase your children's physical activity. Visit intermountainlivewell.org.
He's still there?
Intermountain Live Well.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Red Riding Hood, 12 Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
Do you like KSL? Then like KSL. Join the discussion on the KSL News Radio Facebook page. Be the first to know about breaking news. Share your opinion on current events and politics. Find out more about KSL events. Plus, win our exclusive weekly Facebook contests. This week, you can win front row tickets to see Real Salt Lake take on the San Jose Earthquake on June 1st. Enter today by visiting facebook.com/KSL News Radio. That's facebook.com/KSL News Radio.
At Hoops Vision, one of the most common questions we hear from new patients is, how do I know? How do I know what procedure is best for me? How do I know I'm a candidate? How do I know it can fit in my budget? The surgical team and skilled staff at Hoops Vision have the answers to your questions, and it all starts with your no-obligation consultation. Your patient counselor will lead you through a series of advanced screenings to determine which technology is best for your unique eyes. Hoops Vision is home to more vision correction technologies than any center in Utah, and our team of surgeons is committed to providing a customized treatment plan and VIP care to each and every patient. This means you. What's more, we offer a variety of payment plans, and we will work with you to craft a payment option that fits within your budget. You have questions. We have answers. Call Hoops Vision now at 1-877-30-LASIK for your VIP consultation. That's 1-877-30-LASIK, 1-877-305-2745. Learn more at hoopsvision.com.
Best of state winner Axiom Financial is your smart mortgage solution and equal housing lender.
In Utah's money, Google announcing that it is shutting down Google Checkout, a web-based payment system it launched to great expectations 7 years ago. It will continue to offer Google Wallet and handle transactions for apps, games, music, and movies on the Google Play Store. But Google is largely getting out of the business of processing payments for physical goods and services.
The Dow was up 53 points. It ended at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6. S&P up by 3.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy three select installed tires and we'll give you the fourth one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of four in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store?
Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
Emergency traffic coverage sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. And what's going